be a tough.
Okay, so this is round 10 of the National History Bowl college tournament between Harvard A and Illinois. So Harvard, you guys spring in and give me an answer, or give your name. I'm tired.
Graham.
Dallas.
David.
Illinois.
Greg.
Mike.
Austin.
Zach.
Alright, so let's start with round 10, toss up number 1. One publication which advocated for this movement was For the Right. This movement was also promoted in a journal called The Independent, which was edited by Washington Gladden. A major source for the history of this movement was the autobiography of Chollier Matthews, titled New Faith for Old, and other adherents of this movement included Richard Ely and Charles Sheldon. After a 1908 conference, this movement launched the Men and Religion Forward campaign. Strongly critiqued by Paul Tillich and Reinhold Niebuhr, this movement was promoted in works like Christianity and the Social Crisis by Walter Rauschenbusch.
Confession Church?
No. For 10 points, identify this late 19th and early 20th century movement which sought to apply Christian ethics to contemporary problems.
Christian Society.
Social Gospel, toss it to.
Yeah.
The land for these institutions was bought with money raised through the Blue Box coin donation campaign. Security for them was provided by the Watchmen's Guild. The Nahal program sought to establish them in strategically important areas. The umbrella group Artzi proclaimed that these places were monasteries without God. The first one was founded by Joseph Barat at Deng Anya in 1909, and they now represent about 2% of the country's population and nearly 10% of its agricultural and industrial output. Many of these
kibbutzes?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Harvard Mills. See, Everett Koop mailed a brochure to every U.S. household detailing how to prevent the spread of this disease. For 10 points each, identify the sexually transmitted disease whose high profile sufferers have included Arthur Ashe and Magic Johnson.
HIV.
Yeah. Peter Duisberg, who disputed that AIDS comes from HIV, has helped shape the policies of this African leader. This man's successor, Jacob Zuma, supposedly raped an AIDS activist in 2005. Two ACT UP protesters once accosted this man for covering the Gulf War rather than AIDS. This man sued his employer for being fired for reporting on the Killian documents in 2004. Answer.
Cooper.
Dan Rather, 20 points. Toss of 3. This band never completed a collaboration with Willie Schaeffler in Mineral King, California. His company was targeted by a 1941 strike led by Herbert Sorrell. He designed the Wedway People Mover for a utopian venture, and Ward Kimball and Ollie Johnson were two of the 9 old men who worked for him. He commissioned Robert Moses to design the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln for the 1964 World's Fair, which was later used in his Hall of Presidents. His company...
Disney?
Yeah.
That was an awesome toss-up.
You gotta know these clues about the utopian designs of Epcot. Bonus. This polity was accidentally recognized by El Salvador when the lone diplomat left in the embassy over Christmas mistakenly replied to a holiday greeting. For 10 points each, name this erstwhile state, which the Lytton Report noted was the source of the majority of the world's illegal drugs in the 1930s. Japan's attempt to use Manchukuo as the staging area for incursions into Mongolia and the USSR was ended by this summer 1939 battle, which was a victory for Zhukov over a Japanese force led by Masaomi Yasuka. Yeah. This U.S. Secretary of State refused to recognize Japan's acquisition of Manchuria by force, a policy that became known as his namesake doctrine.
Stimson?
Yes.
Stimson?
Yeah. Answer? Stimson. Yeah, 20.
Okay.
El Salvador excellent.
Toss up for. This document notes that indirect taxes weigh heavily upon the people and calls for a single progressive income tax. It notes that one group is confining its activity within national bounds, but recognizes the international character of its aims. Perhaps the most controversial section of this document...
Okay.
Protocols
of the Elder Zion.
No.
Why would they argue for progressive income tax and protocols of the Elder Zion?
And this document asserts that it pursues its goals by every lawful means. One person found this document overly influenced by Ferdinand LaSalle and recommended that the Eisenachers reject it in a letter that outlines the dictatorship of the proletariat and coined the phrase from each according to his ability to each according to his need. For 10 points, name this 1875 political manifesto, which was replaced in 1891 by the Erfurt Program and was critiqued by Karl Marx.
Is that me?
Gotham
program? It is a Gotham program.
Got your readings, Greg.
Can I
buzz?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Stop this fast. In 2004, a large population of these endangered animals was wiped out by the Ebola virus. For 10 points each, a number of these animals whose mountain variety were studied by Dan Fossey, one of Leakey's angels, along with Jane Goodall. One of the largest remaining elephant and gorilla sanctuaries is Odzala-Kakua National Park in this country. The zoo in its capital was raided for meat during a conflict involving President Denis Sassou Nguesso.
I think it's Republic of Congo.
Okay.
Republic of Congo.
Yeah. A 2007 declaration issued in this city affirmed widespread commitment to protecting great apes. A railroad connects this city to the port city of Matadi, and it was founded by Henry Morton Stanley.
What
country are we in?
Is Brazzaville, Louis, and all...
Answer.
Kisangane.
Kinshasa. 20 points. That's a 5. One work by this artist shows an open book in front of a man who grasps a lute with his left hand. The subject of one of his three-quarter portraits rests his fingers on a book that describes his Herculean labors. He borrowed from Leonardo's Last Supper and Venus and Amour. A vase appears in front of his portrait of George Gizet, and he painted the Darmstadt Madonna.
Hold on.
That's right.
Three-quarter portraits.
There's a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
No, but it's
an Italian thing. That's
the first thing. Benjamin Illinois. This legislation prompted the organization of a Free State Party in one of its namesake areas, which soon became a battleground between Jayhawkers and pro-slavery forces from Missouri. For 10 points each, I have read this legislation proposed by Stephen Douglas, which organized two namesake territories in the West and repealed the Missouri Compromise.
Kansas-Nebraska.
The repeal of the Missouri Compromise was, appropriately enough, a condition of support for the Kansas-Nebraska Act from this man, a Missouri senator who faced an upcoming election challenge from Thomas Hart Benton, whom he hoped to place in a bind by forcing Benton to vote on the act.
Bates?
Wow. Who's challenging? Bates?
Answer.
Bates?
David Rice Atchison. Bleeding Kansas was in full force once pro-slavery forces burned this so-called hotbed of abolitionism to the ground. 3 days later, John Brown led the party that committed the Potawatomi Massacre here.
Lawrence?
Probably.
Lawrence?
Yeah, 20.
Yeah, that was like Abolition Central back in the day. Yeah, that makes sense.
Toss-up 6. A full account of this period is given by Cassius Dio in books 47 through 50 of his histories. The beginnings of this period was formally instituted by the Lex Titia, and this period
The civil war is between Octavian and Mark Antony. Like, the second triumvirate,
sounds good to me.
Like the second triumvirate and following.
I'm going to say that. Yeah.
We have.
I mean, it's second triumvirate or triumvirate period. I was just looking if civil wars between them seemed like at least something to prompt on, and it
seems
does.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's power.
That is definitely prompt.
That's knowledge.
And second triumvirate
is knowledge.
So yeah.
So here goes. This war included the Battle of Gully Hole Creek, and one of its theaters erupted because of a refusal to abide by the Convention of Pardo. For 10 points each, identify this war that took place on three continents and whose North American phase involved an attack on St. Simon's Island.
So maybe Austrian succession?
Three.
Answer.
Yeah, like 7 years
War. War of Jenkins' Ear. At this battle on St. Simon's Island, which took place later on the same day as Gully Hole Creek, the Spanish failed to in an attempt to overrun Fort Frederica. It was the key American mainland battle of the War of Jenkins' Ear.
Yep.
Bloody Marsh.
Yeah. This prison reformer and commander of the British American forces at the Battle of Bloody Marsh had previously founded the colony of Georgia as a debtor's haven. 20 points.
Is that the one that Austrian succession?
Yeah.
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 That is you.
I can't do you.
Toss up 7. A leader of one side in this controversy compared his cause to a river flowing peacefully to the sea, while the opposing side was a torrent rushing violently over a precipice. One participant in this controversy was Harold Brown, who performed a stage show in which dogs and horses died, and who killed William Kendler at Auburn, New York in 1890. One of the last casualties of this controversy was the elephant Topsy. This controversy...
The AC/DC Electric Current Wars.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Bonus. This play opens with a group of men hired by Count Charles de Noli impersonating the participants of the debate at Canossa. For 10 points each, I remember this play whose total figure is a man who has struck his head upon falling from a horse and becomes convinced that he is the title Holy Roman Emperor.
Yeah, Henry IV.
Yeah, Henry IV is a play by this Italian playwright of six characters in search of an author.
Pirandello.
This historical novel by Pirandello is set in Sicily following the Garibaldi Uprising of 1860 and concerns the political machinations of men like Flamino Salvo, Gerlando Laurentano, and Capolino.
Who are those guys?
I have no idea.
Answer. It's called The Old and the Young, 20 points.
I mean, that makes sense too, I suppose.
Toss-up. Chinese babies are traditionally named during a ceremony named for this type of egg. Ruins from the Dong Sun culture have been found in a valley of a river of this name in Vietnam. This is the first word in the name of a group that allied with the Green Foresters to sack Chang'an in 23 CE during Wang Mang's rule.
Red.
Power.
Nice.
It's just the crab.
You have the red eggs and
brown eggs.
Eggs
and white eggs.
So those power, this is a bonus for Harvard. One example of this type of organization formed in France in 1934 from the Alliance of the Socialists and Communists. For 10 points each, identify this type of alliance of working class anti-fascist parties common in pre-World War II Europe.
Does that sound like a popular front? They have one of those in France.
Answer.
Popular Front.
Yeah. The French Popular Front formed a government in 1936 in which this socialist served as the French premier. He was the first Jew to do so.
Bloom.
The Socialist Party, which Bloom joined, had been founded in 1905 from a disparate coalition of splinter groups by this co-founder of the newspaper La Humanité, who in 1914 was assassinated for his pacifism.
I feel like it begins with an E.
Answer.
I don't know.
This is Jarrez.
Okay, I guess it doesn't.
20 points. Toss 9. The singer of one of this band's songs says, "I want to go down in celluloid history" on the song Frankly, Mr. Shankly. The title track of their second album declares, "Kitchen aromas aren't very homely. It's not comforting, cheery, or kind." This group recorded Big Mouth Strikes Again. Another of their songs states, "And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die." This band behind There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Smiths.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I feel like
this
Smiths. One of the best.
Ted's uncle. Harvey gets spell us. This action began as a protest against the shutdown of 20 unprofitable sites as directed by Ian McGregor. For 10 points each, I remember this event that lasted almost a year but failed to receive sufficient help from the Trades Union Congress and ended with many of the participants returning to work without winning any concessions. Answer. What? No, coal miner strike. The strike was effectively broken by this conservative PM's refusal to grant the miners any concessions. She compared the strike to the Falkland Wars, alleging that the enemy within was more dangerous to liberty. This man was the leader of the National Union of Mine Workers during the strike. He currently leads the Socialist Labour Party of the UK. Answer? Arthur Scargill. 10 points. Toss of 10. One writer identifies this man's most important opinion as a defense of the right to picket on private property in Amalgamated Food Employees case. In other opinions, this man advocated a sliding scale view of the 14th Amendment and criticized the notion that the Constitution is a barrier to remedying past wrongs. Earlier, he argued for the winning side of the Supreme Court cases Smith v. Albright and Sweat v. Painter. On another case, he was the lead attorney alongside William Coleman, Harold Boulware, and Spotswood Robinson. But let's name this lawyer who successfully argued for...
Brandeis?
No, for the end of separate but equal doctrine in Brown v. Board before he was appointed by Lyndon Johnson as the first black Supreme Court justice.
Marshall.
Yeah.
I was thinking that.
thought they were about to mention like the Brandeis brief and the review.
We haven't gotten into the ad, so it's okay. Probably look like that.
But this action was undertaken by about 40,000 men under the command of Aulus Plautius for 10 points each. Identify this expedition during which the advancing imperial armies were opposed by the Catuvolani under their chiefs under their chief Caratacus.
Invasion of Britain.
Yeah. The invasion had been ordered by this emperor, who was known as a competent administrator. Poisoned by Agrippina, this man succeeded his nephew Caligula in 41 CE. The conquest of Britain was completed by this Roman general, who conquered most of Wales and defeated the Caledonians at the Battle of Mons Grappius in 83 CE, securing Scotland for the empire. 30 points. At the half, Harvard at 185, Illinois at 80. Plus 11. The one dissenting opinion in this case relied partially on a reading of Kidd v. Pearson to establish that contracts to purchase goods for transportation were included under the rubric of interstate commerce. The majority opinion in this case opened by citing Edward Coke's pamphlet against monopolists, propounders, and projectors. That opinion was delivered by Melvin Fuller, who argued that the substance in question was probably only intended to be sold in Philadelphia and was thus not interstate commerce. For 10 points, identify this Supreme Court case which held that the Sherman Antitrust Act did not apply to manufacturing brought by the namesake Sherman.
Youngstown?
No. Namesake Sugar Corporation.
Sugar.
Minus 5.
No idea.
It's time. It's easy night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toss up 12. One ruler of this city fortified its Epipolae Plateau and lost the Battle of Cronium. A notable defense of this city was aided by Gylippus. This city saw a radical democracy installed at the instigation of Diocles, who exiled the more moderate Hermocrates. Originally governed by an elite class called the Gamaroi, this city was briefly ruled by Hippocrates of Gela, and it became the center of a modest empire after its ruler Agathocles overthrew Corinth's Timoleon. Plato and the minister Dion both
Syracuse.
10 points.
Yeah.
Classics. Law. Classics.
This man.
Bonus for Harvard. This man served as a scout for the U.S. 5th Cavalry, and although his Medal of Honor was revoked in 1916 because he never officially enlisted in the Army. For 10 points each, I identify this man born William Frederick Cody, who organized a Wild West show featuring Annie Oakley.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Yeah.
Answer?
Bill Hickok.
Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill claimed to have scalped a warrior of this Native American tribe named Yellow Hair at the Battle of Warbonnet Creek. The Suteo are one branch of this tribe. Answer? Cheyenne. Early in his career, Buffalo Bill supposedly was a member of this organization. Co-founded by William H. Russell, its eastern headquarters was Patty House in St. Joseph, Missouri.
So is this pretty much the Grange or
Answer?
The Grange.
Pony Express, no points.
Well, we really messed up about
that. 2013. Military exploits of this dynasty are recorded in the rust-free iron pillar of Mehrauli. A member of this dynasty came to power after disguising himself as the maiden Dhruvadevi in order to gain access to a satrap of the Shakas and kill a king who was competing with him for a bride. After defeating Vishnugopa and the Kanchipuram kingdom, this dynasty established a policy of allowing southern rivals to buy back their thrones as tributaries. A ruler of this house married Kumaradevi in order to join the lineage of the Lakavis. Decimal numbers and the classical period of Sanskrit. It is a Gupta dynasty. So, Harvard, you get the spells. This composer rose to prominence despite his devout Catholicism, which was reflected in his liturgical Leah. For 10 points each, name this composer of the Cantiones Sacre, whose work with the viol concert also marked the development of the Fantasia.
Catholic.
Look at
Answer. William Byrd. Byrd appears alongside John Bull, Peter Phillips, and Giles Farnaby in the Fitzwilliam Book, a collection of pieces for this late Renaissance instrument in which wooden shafts plucked strings that ran parallel to the keyboard within a usually legless case.
Sounds like a harpsichord.
Virginal. The Virginal was succeeded as the most popular keyboard instrument by this one, which was the instrument for which about 542 of Domenico Scarlatti's sonatas and all of Bach's Brandenburg concertos were composed. 10 points.
That was fun.
Might have been a clavichord.
Yeah. Toss-up 14. This man came to power by promising an overhaul of the goods and services tax in the Red Book platform. During an assassination attempt on this man, he brandished a sharp-edged stone sculpture of a loon to defend himself.
John Chrétien?
What?
Chrétien?
Yeah, power.
Who is it?
John Chrétien, the Canadian Prime Minister.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I
missed the assassination part.
Bonus. A government named for this river forbade its subjects from making pilgrimages in Württemberg and Bavaria. For 10 points each, identify this river, which lends its name to a confederation established by Napoleon following the Battle of Austerlitz. Yeah, in this 1805 treaty that paved the way for the Confederation of the Rhine, Francis II of Austria was forced to pay 40 million gold francs to France. Austria did gain Salzburg in this treaty, though. Answer? Pressburg. The Treaty of Pressburg made this German state a Grand Duchy and extended its territory to Lake Constance. Charles Frederick was a liberal ruler of this region and Durlach in the 18th century.
Is it southwest?
I think it's
Baden-Württemberg.
Answer?
Baden. Just Baden.
Oh, no, those are separate entities.
Well, right now they're the same, so that's why I...
Yeah, now that is there.
Yeah. Anyway, that's 10 points of bonus. Stop.
We chose poorly.
Okay.
Toss of 15. This Pope's writings included the contemporary bestseller Moralia on the Job. After the death of it,
Pope Gregory the Great.
Power. So, Illinois, you get this bonus. In 2010, New York became the last state to pass a law allowing this to happen. For 10 points each, identify this legal action, which first became available in 1970 with the passage of a certain state's Family Law Act.
No fault divorce.
This was the state whose aforementioned law made no fault divorce available. The law was signed by this state's governor, Ronald Reagan.
California.
In 1942, divorce became somewhat easier when the Supreme Court case ruled in this case that a divorce issued in Nevada had to be recognized in an eastern state in accord with the full faith and credit clause.
Whoa.
Answer? Williams v. North Carolina, 20 points for Illinois and Brooks. We're on top of 16. On January 1st, 1969, this non-American city was the start point of a 73-mile-long civil rights march, and in August of the same year, it saw widespread rioting and the conviction of Bernadette Devlin. William Whitelaw initiated a military intervention called Operation Motorman in response to a violence in this city. A major politician in this city was the founder of the Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian... Presbyterian Church in Paisley, whose Democratic Unionist Party brought him to power. This city was also the location of the signing of the April 10th, 1998 agreement, which established joint rule of the country where this city is the capital. The namesake alternative name of the Good Friday Accords for 10 points, as well as the capital of Northern Ireland.
Belfast.
Yeah.
Yes, Steve.
So, if we're getting Belfast, Harvard, you get exposed. Answer following about brief Hungarian governments for 10 points each. In this year, Imre Nagy was elevated to leadership of Hungary by a revolution against Soviet control, which was reversed by Soviet invasion. This founder of Hungary's Communist Party established the first Soviet state outside of Russia in Hungary for a few months in 1919, only to fall to the conservative forces of Miklos Horthy after deciding to invade Romania for some reason. When Horthy decided to end Hungary's alliance with Germany in October 1944, this extreme fascist party overthrew the government, deported Jews to Nazi camps and put power in the hands of dictator Ferenc Szalasi.
Arrow Cross Party.
30 points. Toss up 17. A leader of the blues faction in this country was assassinated in Mocha in 1899. In 1916, William Caperton tried to depose its anti-U.S. leader, Desiderio Arias. Donald Reed Cabral briefly led its triumvirate, but was ousted by supporters of the LBJ-backed Juan Bosch. Spain was invited to retake control of this nation by Pedro Santana. This modern-day country is home to the Cathedral of Santa Maria la Menor, the first cathedral built in the New World. Its independence was secured by the La Trinitaria Society and Juan Pablo Duarte, once ruled by Rafael Trujillo.
Dominican Republic.
10 points.
Yeah.
Bonus. The final king of this dynasty worked to restore the depictions of Amon that had been damaged during the Aton craze. For 10 points each, I don't know about this dynasty that also included rulers like Thutmose
III.
23rd? Answer? 18th dynasty. This 18th dynasty pharaoh had his intact tomb discovered by George Herbert and Howard Carter in 1922. Yeah. The 18th dynasty was founded by this monarch who successfully expelled the Hyksos from the country. He also reestablished Egyptian control over Nubia.
I'm
going to
attempt the first.
I don't think
it
goes
as far.
Answer?
I'm
going to
attempt the first.
Amos the first. 10 points. Toss out 18. In a Shakespeare-aimingly titled section, this work claims that Puritanism has proved an Indian giver by making work out of holidays. Another section of this work examines the conservative nature of craftsmanship hobbies, and another contrasts the moralizers with the inside dopesters. This work argues that sex remains the final frontier.
Lonely
crowd. Power. Alright, Illinois, you get this bonus. This term was coined by a man who purchased a Paul Klee sketch for $30. For 10 points each, name this figure who is described by that man as staring. His mouth is open, his wings are spread, his face is turned towards the past, where he has he sees one single catastrophe that keeps piling ruin upon ruin. Answer?
Science.
Angel of History. This author described the Angel of History in his theses on the philosophy of history. This author killed himself before being given to the Gestapo in 1940, leaving unfinished his social history of 19th century Paris that focused on arcades.
Benjamin.
Benjamin was a member of the school named for this German city, the site of an 1848 parliament that attempted to engineer the union of Germany as a liberal constitutional monarchy. 20 points for Frankfurt. Toss up 19. In the early 20th century, this country was home to the Jingal movement and the Constitutional Revolution. Most of this country's navy was destroyed during the Tanker War, and it had earlier signed the Algiers Accord with the United States. Members of the
Iran?
10 points.
This is buzz off Constitutional Revolution.
Yeah. Your bonus. It occurred in the wake of a disastrous attempt to conquer Vidkun Quisling's rise to power, to counter Vidkun Quisling's rise to power, whose only success was enabled... I guess King Hakan the VII to escape. For 10 points each, I didn't about this raucous May 1940 debate in the House of Commons, which included Roger Keane's I Speak for the Fighting Navy speech and resulted in the end of the government due to a slim victory in a no-confidence motion.
It's like the narrative debate.
Answer?
The Narvik debate?
Yeah. The Norway debate was the end of the line for this Tory prime minister, who resigned in favor of a coalition government led by Winston Churchill 2 years after declaring peace in our time.
Neville Chamberlain?
Perhaps the most memorable line of the Norway debate was delivered by Leo Amery, who, quoting Oliver Cromwell, denounced Chamberlain in a monologue ending, "You have sat too long here for any good you have been doing. Depart, I say, and let us have done with you, then, this six-word command." Answer?
I don't know.
In the name of God, go. 20.
Oh, yeah. That's what you said. It's that one. Okay.
Toss it up 20. This man reacted to the death of shopkeeper Levi Jones by making a 30-mile overnight trip to Clinton and Mount Vernon in order to summon help to for Mansfield. This man, who entertained children by sticking needles and hot coals into his feet, often accepted a written five-penny bit or old clothing as a payment after appearing dressed in a coffee sack with a cooking pot on his head.
Is Johnny Appleseed?
Power.
Oh, boy.
Bonus, this case stemmed from a shareholder's suit and saw an initial split of 4-4 before David Brewer changed his mind on rehearing the case. For 10 points each, identify this case which held that the income tax was unconstitutional.
Oh, this just came up, and the next part's going to be about the healthcare mandate, but I'm trying to remember.
Answer.
What this is.
Pollock v. Farmers Loan and Trust. The Pollock case resulted in the eventual passage and ratification of this law, which, according to chief proponent Nebraska Senator Morris Brown, cannot be interpreted in two ways. It legalized the income tax.
Is this like the 16th Amendment, right?
I think so.
Yes, the 16th Amendment.
The income tax provision that was struck down in Pollock had belonged to this piece of legislation.
Federal Reserve?
No,
that already came up.
No, this is too...
Answer? Wilson-Gorman tariff, 10 points.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should run poll. I don't know why. I just went
from there. So the final score is Harvard, 275, Illinois, 225.
Okay. Oh.